From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In hundreds of cities, Armed American Radio, right now from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, filling your prescription for freedom. That intro's right. It is the safest radio studio in all of America. That much I can promise you. Mark, what are you carrying today? I'm carrying a Glock 17 today. A Glock 17. That's generally one of my go-to guns. I also just bought a SIG P320. Love that thing. Absolutely love that thing. And generally speaking, those folks who saw me yesterday saw me carrying two guns. I actually had my, which I always have with me, it's just generally not visible, but I had my North American Arms also with me, a little mini revolver, just a one, the Sidewinder, by the way, just to be specific, but an amazing gun in .22 Magnum in a really cool holster. These guns are works of art. I'm telling you, I love these things. But that's what I'm carrying. I get that email every single week somebody sends me. What are you carrying right now? That's what I'm carrying right now, but there are more guns in the Armed American Radio Studio than most other radio studios. I can pretty much, well, I'd win a bet. Let me just put it that way. Hey, this is about the time of the program I generally say, welcome back to the Walking Dead fans, because they're normally returning right now. But not now, because it's an extended Walking Dead today, simply because it's the season ended. I'm a big fan, too, so you know, you're listening to the podcast. I'm not holding it against you. God bless you. Don't send me an email and tell me what happened. I appreciate that very much. But those of you on podcast, welcome back if you're listening. And I'm talking specifically to you live folks. New listeners around the country, you know who you are. Welcome to the show. All right, the first hour, let me give a quick rundown. Alan Gottlieb, incredible, as always, incredible. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, SAF.org. This is the time we need to support these organizations. The Second Amendment Foundation is the organization that's winning the battles in courtrooms across the country. Over 30 active cases on your behalf around the country and planning their next move based on the decisions that are coming down. Lots of work because of some of the stuff coming out of the Ninth Circuit recently. And Alan Gottlieb, if you were listening to the first hour, you heard Alan say he was just at two Ninth Circuit in San Francisco hearings with three judge panels. I played you one of them on the Daily Show. I played you as much as I could squeeze into the hour without the great Alan Gura arguing the case. But there's two in the last 2 weeks. Okay? So we need your help. We can't. It's not free to file these cases. It's not free to argue on your behalf, and we need the assistance. Just because Trump's in office, now's when we need to push forward faster and harder than we ever did before. The last 8 years when What's-His-Face, that's new listeners, I refer to him, you know, the old guy there, What's-His-Face, that's we don't say his name, What's-His-Face, he's history. But when What's-His-Face was in office, we were rocked back on our heels, and we needed the monetary support to defend ourselves. Now we need the support more than ever to push the agenda forward so that we can end any future abuse that What's-His-Face tried to give us over long, very long 8 years. And SAF is right at the top of that. The other one that needs our help and needs assistance badly is the CPRC, Crime Prevention Research Center, John Lott's organization, crimeresearch.org. Because we all feed off of the numbers and the evidence, the empirical evidence that John has given us and created for years and years and years, the work that he's done. He's a national treasure. And John gives us the truth, irrefutable truth, irrefutable. The left, no matter how hard they try, simply cannot refute the numbers coming from John. So what do? They do like every liberal does when they lose an argument. They just go, oh, God, what's wrong with everybody having health care anyway? Because they can no longer argue their socialist cause. So they just give up. That's what happens with John Lott, and we need his assistance at all of these organizations, National Rifle Association, the GOA, all of us, so that we can continue to move our agenda forward. It's very, very important because they all rely on him and some of his statistics in some of these court cases that they argue. So please help crimeresearch.org. It's very important. $2, $1, $5. I know times are tough. I know they are. They're getting better, and they're going to continue to get better. But we really need your assistance. Very, very important. And the Gun A Day giveaway going on right now at usccaonair.com. Make sure to check that out. Hour two, AWR Hawkins was wonderful. Dr. John Adine, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, always a lot of fun. Now we're going to get into what to me is has become one of my favorite segments on the program. I call it Legalese. And let me tell you something. Get a pen and a paper out. Okay, if you carry a gun and you haven't been listening to the conversations I've had with the attorneys, incredible attorneys that are all part of the, most of them are part of the legal advisory panel at United States Concealed Carry Association, you're really doing yourself a disservice. If you carry a firearm for your self-defense, if you're even thinking about it, this is some of the stuff you should do long before you consider it. You know, when you train, we want you to run through certain scenarios in your mind. What would I do when I'm at this gas pump if this happens or if this happens? What happens if I'm in the convenience store and this happens? What would I do? And I know a lot of you don't do that. Probably, I'm going to guess, about 20% of you don't. And that's coming from an educated, that's an educated guess based on who I've spoken to. More than not, but there's still some of you out there who have not done that, don't prepare yourselves. And I bet you it's even more that don't prepare themselves, that mental thought process, what's going to happen to me legally. Do you know why? Because you're the good guy. And of course the cops know that. I mean, look at the drug dealer on the ground. Look at that lifelong criminal. Look at me in my BMW and I'm in my suit and I'm an accountant. Or maybe I'm the guy coming home from work over there building product Y. Look at this scumbag that tried to take my wallet and my pay. I'm the good guy. Well, guess what? As Kevin Jameson last week reminded us, it doesn't have to make sense. It's just the law. Joining me now, a member of American Institute of Criminal Law Attorneys, 10 best for client satisfaction in Michigan, National Trial Lawyers, top 100, American Society of Legal Advocates, top 100, USCCA Legal Advisory Board member, National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, White Collar Crime Committee, State Bar of Michigan, Institute of Continuing Legal Education, Criminal Law Advisory Board, and AVO, top attorney, 10.0 superb rating from the Law Office of John Freeman. John Freeman, Attorney John Freeman. Welcome to the show, Counselor. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Okay, this is a fun hour, John. This is great conversational, spontaneous radio, okay? We get a lot of really positive feedback when we talk to you guys. It's just been fascinating. So let me tell you what my MO is here. I want listeners to understand from 5-6 of you guys, and that's what I've had over the last few weeks. I want to gather a consensus, okay, on some of these questions, some very, very important topics. And it's really fascinating how you guys are all pretty much coming down with, you know, a little bit of differing advice, but it all comes right down to the same nut. It's really, you guys are pretty much saying the same thing. And I want the listener to hear that. I want them to hear that continuity, okay? So not trying to put you on the spot because I know what you're talking about, but I'm guessing in advance that we're going to hear a lot of the same responses from you. That's exactly what I'm looking for. And if not, I want the listener to be able to take that advice from you, because they hadn't heard it before, so it's a win-win for everybody. John, let's start with 911 calls. We all know that we have a right to remain silent, right? Whatever we say can and will be used against us. John, the 911 call is being recorded. What the hell do we say?
As little as possible to stay safe. I think it's vitally important to identify yourself as the victim. It's vitally important to identify where you are located. But as far as getting into the details of exactly what happened, that is not advisable because you're going to be dealing with prosecutors and police officers down the road, potentially. And they can take things out of context and oftentimes use those words against you.
These aren't the guys that we should be giving the information to right now when adrenaline's up and so forth. John, when we come back, I'm going to do something I was unable to do with all of the other attorneys. But I've got the Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 911 call.
Oh, okay.
Keyed up and ready to go. Now, it's about a six-minute tape, but that's okay because we've got you for the full hour, all right?
Okay.
And we're going to pick your brain apart on this stuff. It's okay when we come back. I want to play this tape for you and maybe stop it. piece by piece, maybe segment by segment. I don't know, spontaneous. You know, it's live radio. Maybe I find some, hey, let me ask you about this. We might stop that tape and get some advice from, but it's very, very compelling stuff. So I'll just ask you, have you heard the tape before?
I have not.
Good. I'm glad you said that. I've only heard it once. I played it on the daytime show, and it's riveting. But I'll set this up before we go to a break. Remember, the calls are being recorded. Everything you say can and will be used against you. And guess what? If it's a case that's making news, so does the 911 tape. Don't believe me? As we say down south, I'm fixing to play one for you right now, so you got to watch what you're saying. We'll get the attorney's advice on this call when we come back. Get your pen and notepad out. It's great stuff, man.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Oh, I love that rejoin. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios. Whew, okay. I'm talking with Attorney John Freeman. John, welcome back to the show. You practice self-defense law. You specialize in that. Tell us a little bit about your practice real quick.
Well, I do criminal defense, and it's everything from A to Z, really, from minor misdemeanors to complex federal fraud and violent crimes. And over the years, I've developed a niche in the practice where I represent a tremendous number of gun owners. I'm in favor of the Second Amendment and the rights that it confers, and it's a privilege and an honor to be able to represent gun owners for various matters. Unfortunately, I have my share of gun owners who do make mistakes, or at least are thought to have made mistakes, it's always a challenge.
All right, we're going to go back to those mistakes, okay? That's something that I want people to hear from you, coming from you as a professional, to give people the advice. As I've talked to and written books about and interviewed, you know, I've lost count of how many people, and covered stories like that of people who use self-defense. I myself used a firearm in self-defense, and if we have time, I'll tell you that story and get you to kind of dissect that legally, if you will. I don't mind doing that either. But first, let's go to this 911 tape. This is the most asked question I get all the time. It's right up there in the top three. What do you say, right? You probably hear this a lot too. Let's take a listen to some of this. And John, if something pops up and you want me to stop it before I do, just yell, can you stop? Go ahead and interrupt me. I've got my finger on the switch right here. Let's go ahead and play this. This is the 911 call from the young man in the home in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, who had just shot what he thought was two home invaders. We now know three were shot. Let's take a listen to how he handled this call.
And they attempted to break into your house, and then you shot them, correct?
Correct. They are in my house. Two are still in my house.
Okay, are they white males?
I didn't really get a good look.
Okay. Can you see them right now?
No, I shot two of them. Now I'm barricaded in my bedroom.
You're barricaded in his bedroom? Okay.
Correct. Southeast corner. They broke in the back door. I can hear one of them talking.
Okay, what are they saying?
I can't hear them.
Okay, where were they shot?
Upper body.
Upper body?
Yes. Can we send them at the end of 91st and get it fixed? Let's say, at the intersection of 91st and 41st. I don't want to watch it.
Are you hurt, sir?
No.
Okay.
2 miles east.
Stop there for a minute.
Of the Zico plant, if you guys are having trouble finding it.
We're getting people in or out. And you live in Broken Arrow, correct, sir?
Correct. Just outside of city limits. It's Wagner County.
And you said it was 2 miles east of the Zico plant?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, what did you shoot them with?
AR-15.
Okay.
I'm still armed in the southeast corner of my house.
Okay. Okay, sir, my deputy's on scene. I need you to go ahead and unarm yourself and put the gun away.
Okay, it'll be unloaded on my bed. I'll still be in my bedroom.
Okay, the gun's going to be unloaded on his bed.
You said he's on scene?
Yes, sir. My deputy should be on scene.
Okay.
I'm going to be there, but I'm going to stay on the phone until my deputy says it's okay for you to hang up, okay?
Okay. Let me know when the deputy's in the house.
Okay, sir. Hold on one moment. He's in his bedroom barricaded.
As soon as you confirm the deputy's in the house, I'll unload the weapon.
Okay, just go ahead and keep the deputy, or I'm sorry, keep your weapon on the bed and remain unarmed, please, sir.
There's nothing in the driveway. We need to know if that's a suspect or the homeowner.
Sir?
Yes.
You are still in your bedroom, correct, sir?
Correct. Southeast corner of the house.
Okay.
Back southeast corner.
Do you know where they both are, sir?
They broke into the back door. One's in the kitchen. One crawled into the northeast corner bedroom.
Okay. Okay, one's in the kitchen and one's in the northeast corner bedroom, and you're on the southeast corner bedroom, is that correct?
Correct. And the third one, I did not shoot. He ran outside.
The third one, he did not shoot, ran outside. Okay.
104, dispatch 2, 1087.
All right, John, I'm going to stop it right there. That's okay. About really as far as we need to go, because what happens next is the deputy makes contact with him, okay? We've got about 2.5 minutes left in this segment. Take it away. What did you take away from that? Starting from the very beginning, besides the remarkable calmness on both sides.
Well, those 911 operators are trained to ask an awful lot of questions, and you hear that operator doing that. One of the dangers is providing too much detail, and it's very easy from a Monday morning quarterback perspective to sort of pick apart and be critical. The first and foremost thing is that young man survived, and that is the most important thing. And from all the media accounts, it seems as if it was certainly a good shoot. One of the things, though, that I am concerned is that when she asks, "Are you hurt?" He obliges her with an answer. And from a legal perspective, I'd be concerned about what sort of emotional trauma that young man is undergoing as he's making that call. So I think it's important to remember that there's not only the possibility of physical injury, but there's also the possibility of emotional injury if you're called upon to defend yourself. I thought it was absolutely fabulous the way he reiterated that he was in the southeast corner in the bedroom. It sounds like he's had a fair amount of training and was prepared for the situation that he found himself into. One of the things that concerns me, though, is that he volunteered information concerning the third perpetrator.
Okay, John, let me stop you right there. Sure. It's a perfect place to stop. We're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we're going to converse about this whole thing a little bit further. I think I'm going to play another 30 seconds of that, because there's something in there you are going to hear that I know where you're going to go with it, and I want the listener to benefit from it. When we come back on Armed American Radio Network, this is high drama stuff, and you're getting literally free legal advice. God forbid this ever happened to you. I hope you're taking notes. We'll be back with John Freeman from the Freeman Law Group right after this. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios of the Armed American Radio Network, coast to coast. You're tuned in hundreds of cities around the nation on a couple hundred radio stations thereabouts, somewhere around there. Red Nation Rising Radio Network, love you guys, and all the digital cable packages that pick up the program on another 177 stations from coast to coast and cities all across the country. It's great to be here with you. This is compelling stuff. I'm talking with Attorney John Freeman of the Freeman Law Group. John is also a member of the USCCA Legal Advisory Board. John, let me go back and play just a couple more seconds of this, okay? I know where you'll go with it, but I think for the benefit of listeners, I want you to give them your thoughts on what you take away from what's about to be said. Here you go.
Do you know if he ran out the front or the back?
He ran out the back door, the door they broke into.
Okay. The third subject stated... He ran out the back door.
There should be two dogs out around the house. They're friendly.
Yes.
And you guys need to start EMS. I believe one of them shot bad.
All right. That's what I wanted you to hear. Because let me go back. Having you heard that, let me just stop here. You heard it. Let me go back to what you said as we exited the bottom of the hour break. And that was, you were concerned about what?
I was concerned that he said that he did not shoot the third perpetrator.
Right.
Because my understanding from the facts of the matter is that the third individual was, in fact, shot.
The third individual was laying dead outside. No doubt the responding officer came upon that at the scene. There's no way they couldn't have. So you're absolutely right. I'll give you my theory on that in just a second. Let's go now to what you just heard when he said, you guys want to start EMS. I believe one of them is shot bad. Now, having spoken to a number of attorneys over the last few shows, that obviously this shows compassion. This shows, hey, man, I wasn't trying to kill anybody, man. These guys are hurt. They're in my house. I'm right. Is that, did he not, he probably didn't even know what he said, but that was a very positive thing to come out, wasn't it?
I think so. I mean, in the training that I participate in, we always instruct students to pay attention to the medical needs of the attacker, if that can be done safely.
And bingo. That's the caveat right there, if it can be done safely. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you're never going to do anything that's going to jeopardize you or your family or the people that you're responsible for, but if you can safely account for the medical needs of whoever has been injured, and that could be a witness as well. I think it's incumbent upon us as lawful gun owners to do that. Forget about the court case for a minute. I mean, obviously it helps when it comes to how the matter is presented to a judge or a jury. But I think that it goes a long way to educating people that are on the scene that we are, in fact, the good guy in this situation. The bad guy doesn't start checking on people to see if they're injured. That's what good guys do.
Great point. Great point. And I have to say this, too, about the call, the 911. I honestly could spend the rest of the hour talking with you about the 911 call, because if we're involved in a self-defense shooting, that 911 call is going to be made. I mean, this is something we're going to have to deal with, and we have to know certain things about this. Why we talk with you, listener, about this so often when I have these guys on, because it is so vital. This is your first contact with law enforcement, and it's being recorded. And as you can tell, it's going to get out. I'm playing one for you now. Now, let me go further with this. Also, let me go back to that theory. Okay, you said you were concerned saying he didn't shoot the third when the third, we now know, right, the benefit of the rearview mirror is always high-definition vision, right? My theory on that is he sounded pretty confident that he shot the other two. Now, this is an AR-15, a .223 Remington, no doubt. Muzzle velocity, if it's a standard AR-15 at 20-inch barrel, that thing's exiting at 3,300 feet per second. Highly probable in a small, confined environment at that distance that one, two, or three of the rounds that he fired at one of the individuals also hit the individual behind him, who he said took off out back when gunfire started. So that would be my theory. I would bet that that's probably a pretty fair shake. Or the other, of course, is he hit him and didn't realize it. Okay.
Well, I think it's important to note that, you know, the reliability of the information that the caller is giving to 911 is questionable. And the reason I say that is because of all of the research, the person that pops to mind is Lieutenant David Grossman.
Yes.
And all that, all the research about what happens to the person who's been involved in a critical incident, and I see this with law enforcement officers that I represent, they don't always remember everything exactly. One of the common questions is, how many rounds did you fire? The police officer has no idea.
Right.
A lot of times they'll say, you know, 5, 6, and it turns out they emptied their entire magazine. So I guess to bring it back to this particular case, it's entirely possible that that young man simply didn't remember at the moment
right.
that he's having that conversation that he may, in fact, have pulled the trigger and deliberately shooting that third individual. I'll tell you, one of the things that concerns me, though, is it's not 100% clear to me whether the running out the back door happens at the time of the shooting or does that happen after the individual is shot. And we have to, I get very, very concerned when I hear a situation that could be interpreted, and it would depend on the other forensics that are gathered through the crime scene investigation. But I get very concerned when I hear about somebody who's leaving the premises and potentially is being shot as they're exiting.
Yeah, that's it. Now you've got a whole different set of legal matters. Now you could be talking civil and everything else. There, now let's go. Let me kind of tackle this part of this call for a minute, and I'll move on to a couple other things. But boy, it is compelling stuff. It's high drama. And I want to point out, as you well know, the cops are hearing this from a guy on the phone. They don't know. Now, again, we do because we have the benefit of that high-definition rear-view mirror, right?
Right.
But how do the cops know, nor does the 911 know, or does the responding officer know that this guy didn't invite them into the home for a drug deal, for example, that went bad, okay? Because I go back to that, well, we're the good guys. They're just going to know we're the good guys. They don't know that, do they?
No, and they absolutely don't. You know, at the beginning of the segment, you had said something that triggered the thought process in my mind that, in reality, those responding officers have no idea who's the good guy, who's the bad guy. There's just no way for them to be able to make that determination without at least some investigating. And so in my experience, in the cases where I've represented people, it seems as if law enforcement essentially assumes everybody is a threat. That's why everybody is ordered to the ground. And those officers, they want to go home at the end of the day. And they're going to do what they need to do to make sure that happens. And as a result, it's not always kind and compassionate the way that people are treated when the responding officers first come on the scene. But I always instruct people, they need to be able to go home at the end of the day, and they're gonna do what they need to do in order to make sure that happens. And there's no point in getting bent out of shape about the way that we're treated. What's most important is how things shake out in the end.
Okay, all great points, and I think it's important also. And we're getting ready to wind this down. I'm being told this segment. We come back, we're going to kind of take it in a different direction, ask you some general questions, but. When it comes to something like this and this call, I guess we don't want the officers responding with some predisposed notion, do we? That's how we know we're getting somebody fair. We want them to find out. We want the opportunity to tell our story, but we want the opportunity to tell it under the right conditions, right?
That's exactly right. And the time to tell the story is not when you're talking to 911 or you're talking to...
And your adrenaline is just through the roof. When we come back, we're going to wrap up this hour of Armed American Radio. Incredible stuff with John Freeman, who I'll put him on the spot when we come back. But suffice to say, it's not going to be his last appearance on the show. I'll make that promise for you. We'll be back right after these messages here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Wow, what the fast hours. I'm telling you, when the information's flowing and it's so compelling, the hour just flies right by. I want to thank John Freeman for being here from the Freeman Law Group. John, I might have overstepped a little bit, but I pretty much told the national audience that this is not going to be your last appearance. I hope I wasn't mistaken.
No, I'd be happy to come back.
Great. Thank you very much. Quick question. Are you going to be in Dallas for the USCCA?
I will. I'm really looking forward to getting down there.
Good. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person as well as all of the other attorneys. I was invited to the luncheon on Thursday, but I don't get down there until Friday, so I'll have to shake your paw in person at the Fort Worth Convention Center on Saturday or sometime late Friday. Okay, I'll be broadcasting from the booth or whatever booth I choose to anyway, probably at the USCCA booth, maybe the Crossbreed Holster booth. But I'm looking forward to seeing you, and thanks for being here. I do appreciate it, and thanks for not making me look foolish on my own airwaves and saying, yeah, I absolutely come back. All right. Let's deviate from the 911 call for just a moment, because that's something that we could chase all day long. It's so important. But before we do that, let me ask, is there anything else you wanted to add about that that people need to know about that 911 call? Very important stuff.
Sort of as a takeoff from that, I think it's important to remind your listeners that there should not be an assumption that the police are going to handle the situation the way you think they should. And don't make the assumption that the police are... I'm thinking of a personal story, and I don't want to take up too much time with it, but I had an occasion one time to call 911, and the local police department that showed up, they wanted me to go downstairs, open up the door, let them in, and I did not know if there was an intruder inside my house at the time.
Right.
and that was not exactly how I thought that they were going to handle that situation. So it's just important, I think, for the listeners to remember that, you know, we're not in charge when they show up, and it can make for some interesting circumstances.
All right, you know, you bring up two good points. Spontaneity of live radio, I love this. This is what I mean by a conversational tone. I don't have bullet points for you. Okay, I don't like to do that type of radio. Thanks for that. Let's go to this. Boom. How about number two? Okay, forget that. Conversational radio works when we're talking about this because my listeners probably have the same questions or maybe are thinking the same way I am, and that's exactly what just happened. Most people's idea of interaction with the police comes from where? What they see on TV. Here's why. Most law-abiding people have never had an interaction with the police.
And in my experience, that is an extremely challenging situation for people. And by the time they get into my office, they're almost in disbelief that the system is now all of a sudden scrutinizing very, very carefully their actions. Because after all, as we said before, they're the good guy, right? And it's very, very unsettling for the law-abiding citizen and, by the way, for the law enforcement officers that I represent, for them to realize all of a sudden that train and the light at the end of the tunnel is now pointed at them and their feet are tied to the tracks and, oh my goodness, what have I gotten myself into?
Have you ever had somebody say, well, I don't want to ask that because that they're just not enough. Gosh, I could keep you at least another, I could do full 3 hours with you on this stuff. I really could. But I suffice to say this, you are in business, okay, because the good guys need your help. And it's not just you. There are thousands of you, meaning attorneys, that practice this type of law because the good guys just never thought they would find themselves in this position. And I guess where I'm going with this is if you're carrying a firearm, you had better think about this stuff. Once that gun leaves that holster, your life will change forever. True statement, John?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even if what you do is completely and 100% justified, I tell people that I interact with, expect to be arrested. Expect to be dealing with, am I going to get out of jail before this thing is resolved? Am I going to be able to make bond? There is no question that it is a life-altering event to be involved in a critical incident.
Not, you know, you mentioned jail, and not just jail. The thought, not just jail, but the thought of jail to a God-fearing, law-abiding citizen, a true law-abiding citizen, the mere thought of being put in a jail cell with all those other people, all those criminals, is god-awful frightening to all of us.
Absolutely, as it should be.
If it's not, then you're not as law-abiding as you think you are. I'll go that far as to say that, but all right. Is there any particular type of case, self-defense case, that you see more often than others? Is there some similarity there? Do you see one more than another?
I see a lot of cases where the firearm is not actually discharged. And in Michigan, we oftentimes call those brandishing cases. It seems as if people have a very difficult time conducting themselves on the highway in a reasonable manner. And I think it's important for the listeners to realize that you cannot get into a road rage situation and then decide to end that encounter by displaying your handgun. At least in the state of Michigan, you can expect to be arrested. You can expect to be charged with felonious assault and felony firearm, which carries a mandatory 2-year prison sentence. The bottom line is, don't draw the firearm. Avoid the confrontation.
And you just went right back. This is a perfect place to end this hour. I know we're coming up on it quickly, and I apologize for the hour going so fast, John. My gosh, I could continue this kind of, and we will. We will continue this conversation with you. I can promise you that. I'll be getting with you here in the probably the next few hours or over the course of the next day to reschedule. But we are to the point that we get every time I have a conversation with one of the attorneys, including yourself, it all comes down to this avoid. And I preach preparation, avoidance, awareness techniques. Right. Prepare to avoid by being aware is the way I like to say it. Prepare to avoid by being aware. Don't walk around with blinders on. The best way to win a gunfight is to avoid the damn thing at all costs, okay? And if you got that much testosterone in you or whatever else it is in you that's making you pull a firearm in a road rage incident, you're not responsible enough to be carrying a firearm to begin with. Don't be that person, because guess what? You're going to wind up needing your services. And honestly, you're the last person they want to see. Quite frankly. You know, well, nobody, you know, people like to rag you guys.
Nobody ever comes into my office on a winning streak.
I'm telling you what, people like to rag you guys all the time, those darn attorneys, until you need one, then you want the best you can get. And that's who we're talking to right now. Hey, John, thank you, my friend. Looking forward to seeing you in Dallas on Friday and continuing this conversation and rescheduling you for the benefit of our listeners. Really enjoyed the time with you, and I appreciate you giving us your time on Armed American Radio and dispensing that really priceless information, okay? Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Can't wait till the next time. I'm Mark Walters. I've been filling your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, as I do every week. I'm going to close it out with this like I always do. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. And guess what? Go back and listen to these attorneys. You don't want to make a mistake that's going to put you on the wrong side of the justice system. We'll be back next week, and I'll see you on Monday.
Just build your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.